I've raised this with Minister Roderick O'Gorman, Minister Patrick O'Donovan and the Taoiseach, and I will certainly be raising it again today at the Parliamentary Party thinking. It's an issue that needs to be resolved, and it's an issue I'm very, very concerned about. And we're very, very proud of the New Atlantic Technological University, and student accommodation is very much part of that. And I would hope that that this issue will be resolved as quickly as possible.
How can it be resolved, though, Deputy Feehan, at this late stage? The owners, particularly as it relates to Milligan Court, waited a year, and they're perfectly legally allowed to house asylum seekers now.
Well, Milligan Court is an issue of which I'm aware of, but Ben Bulbin Court is another issue, and there is a discussion regarding planning for this, and I believe myself that this planning is solely for student accommodation. I've let the department know this, that it's solely for student accommodation, and I hope that the department and the minister will listen to these concerns.
We've heard from other TDs that this is all down to a flawed government policy as it relates to this. Do you agree?
Well, what I would say is that it is a planning issue, and there are people out there that take advantages of this. They see loopholes, and we must try to close those loopholes as quickly as possible, but also we must acknowledge that maybe these loopholes aren't in the best interest of the students, of the ATU or of the region. And that's the voice I'll be putting forward, and I have already put forward in a very, very coherent, a very robust way.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is facing calls to visit Sligo to see firsthand the ever-growing student accommodation crisis. We do know that he did visit Sligo quite regularly as Minister for Further and Higher Education. Are you going to ask him to pay a visit to Sligo sooner rather than later?
Well, I think the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, before he was a Taoiseach as Minister for Higher Education, but also as Taoiseach, is very, very aware of Sligo. He's visited Sligo, I say, more than any other minister. We have the ATU in the northwest, which is the first Atlantic Technological University north of the Dublin-Galway line. We were very, very proud of that. He's very aware of that. He certainly made it happen as a minister and bringing in St Angela's into the ATU as well. And he's very aware of the situation. And again, I'd be reminding him of the seriousness, and I genuinely believe he understands Sligo, he understands the northwest, and he understands the complexities and the seriousness of this situation.
And from what you're saying, Deputy Feehan, it is potentially possible for this application as it relates to Ben Bulbin Court not to be accepted and for it to revert back to student accommodation. There is a glimmer of hope there.
Well, I understand that, you know, we have to take into cognizance the seriousness of the student accommodation in Sligo and indeed the northwest. But also, you know, there are people out there that want to circumvent or maybe undermine the planning processes. And I think on this occasion that that the local authority, along with all the various departments, must be aware that the greater good is trying to ensure that that student accommodation is maintained. And again, I brought that message directly to the senior ministers and also to the Taoiseach.